I will be happy to keep talking about this stuff forever if you are fool enough to ask me any questions. There's one, Masha.
Yeah, so why did you pick this story in the first place? Out of all the stories in the world.
Because the first story I picked, when I wasn't thinking of starting an opera company, but rather trying to find some music that would interest Robert in singing, was Star Wars. And when it came time to actually perform it, which I actually had no interest in doing, that was Sue's idea. We discovered that it's kind of awkward to take something that is so copyrighted. So I said the next one I'm going to do is not going to be something that you get sued if you do it. Someone might smite you, but I'll take that over a lawsuit.
Pretty much the same thing.
If I'm picking a Bible story, why Esther? We get about 2 to 1 females to males in the opera. And so most Bible stories are kind of androcentric. Anybody notice that? And trying to find a story that has strong female roles is tough. And this one had 3 of them with Vashti, Zeresh, and Esther. I toyed with the story of Dina for a little while, but soon... Family opera, right? And it had all these citizens, so the citizens could be any gender, of course, right? And the chamberlains were all eunuchs, so it could be anything. So it was.
And the concubines.
Actually, there weren't concubines in the second half. They were all in the first half, the coronation of Esther. But something had to happen to them, so I figured they stuck around. And the third reason is that I had no real interest in doing a Bible story that included divine figures. Like, Exodus would be a great story to do, but who's going to play the burning bush? Jesus Christ Superstar ran into a lot of controversy because somebody was playing the role of Jesus. The mortal was playing Jesus, and, you know, that was just great for publicity for Andrew Lloyd Webber. I do not need that kind of Souris. So Esther is a fairly secular story. So that was the other reason I chose it. And it's a great story. So, all good reasons. Mark.
In terms of sort of recycling for efficiency, do you ever give any thought to giving Haman prisoner's lament at the end?
If the opera were not already plenty long, I would thank
Space
you very much.
Space opera was plenty long.
Space opera was longer. That was my first mistake, because when I wrote Space Opera, I figured, I'm going to write an opera. Right. Let's see, how long are operas? Oh, they're about 2.5 hours. Okay. So, Space Opera comes into 2 hours and 23 minutes. And some people tell me it's too long. That's a great suggestion. Cindy.
Oh, I'm thinking that you don't use a thesaurus because some of your rhymes are pretty wacky. Do you use a thesaurus?
Sometimes. I use a rhyming dictionary. Sometimes. But the rhyming dictionary doesn't have the wacky ones. Yeah, that one wouldn't have done it. sometimes, I mean, I didn't know what arraignment was. When I said, well, let's see, I got to figure out something for this. Let's look, let's see what rhymes. You know, clothing doesn't have anything that rhymes with it, so let's look up some things that are synonymous with clothing. I found raiment. Ooh, payment. That'll work. I didn't even need a rhyming dictionary for that one. Because, like, P comes, you know, just before R. Raiment, raiment. Ooh! There we go.
Don? Did you have any assistance in writing the words?
No. This was back when I was doing all the words.
I didn't know if, like, family or friends helped.
Sue's my proofreader. She finds all the errors. I have one other thing, which I'm just going to like leave up here, and then just kind of walk away from it. Does anybody remember The Strangest Night?
Yes.
Who likes it? It's one of it's. It was a. Oh, Carmen likes it. It was, instead of having a tableau, it was envisioned to be a donut. It was going to have two verses, and then flashback to show the actual scene in the king's chamber where Haman talks him into, you know, giving him the, you know, give signing the edict. And then the other end of the donut would be where Abakta sums up. And then, you know, we move on. And I punted that. I just had just a quick draft with just some a sketch of what that might be. And I found it. It's from 2003. On my computer. I am a cyber pack rat. I never throw anything away. I found it. It's an old WordPerfect file that I had to.
Oh, God.
I downloaded this program called Basilisk, which allowed me to emulate, emulate the old operating system that would run WordPerfect. So, anyway, so if anybody's interested, this is the long lost